So tonight's Dharma talk, tonight's encouragement talk, which will speak of the Dharma and be encouraging, will be given by Dharma holder Diane Fitzgerald.
I have the privilege of giving the last formal talk on our beloved case 94 from the Book of Serenity. And you could think of it like the eulogy for case 94. I was thinking about eulogies and how I often don't like them because they often talk about a person who wasn't the person that I knew. And I have to just tolerate listening to them. And I think that reminded me of koan practice, because each of us brings to these koans our own Dharma light, our own way of receiving and expressing the Dharma that is perfect and complete for each one of us different. And so no need for us to compare ourselves to each other. And I thought of the beautiful flowers that Fran so lovingly arranges throughout the temple, and how we would not compare the brilliant blue of the hydrangea to the fragrance of the lily. That would be silly. And so this shout out for difference, so precious for all of us. And also a shout out for oneness. So this time in the Sesshin, I feel like my brain is like a couple beats slow. And I'll hear the bell and I'll know something should happen, but not quite sure what. And then I look to my friends around me and they put out their bowl. And, put out the bowl, you know. And I so love being in the middle of the Kinhin line, you know, just going along with everyone, just right in the middle of it. And I thought of how, and I think of this often when I come to Sesshin, about, have you ever seen on those National Geographic or Nature shows the antelope running in a big herd across the plains? And they're huge and they run really, really fast. And somehow, one of them turns right and they all go right. And one of them turns left and they all go left. And they dart around, just all together, you know, in the pack. And I feel like I'm in the middle of that antelope pack here. And I'm just happy to be with it. And I'm sure there's some, you know, Tonto antelope up there who's directing the way. But I would say that, you know, Sesshin isn't over, and if we could stay with the pack, because the reason the antelopes do this is to outwit their predators, you know? If you're a straggler or go wandering off, then danger lurks. So until our until our tanto gets us to where we're going, we all stay in our pack. Yeah, and so Dongshan, our beloved Dongshan. So he has changed for me during the Sesshin, different ways of seeing him in this case. And at this point in time, I think of him, you know, this old man who has devoted his whole life to turning toward the one who is not ill, turning toward the one he loves, the one who is the deepest expression of his heart, his truth, and cultivating this from a young man to a very old man. And this turning toward, for me, this is the grace of Zen. It is what has saved my life. And I was so moved by Melissa's talk earlier this afternoon, and the part where she talked about that this turning toward is also turning toward what arises when we turn toward, let's say, the dark. You know, is what arises the will to fight, or the will to run away, or the will to make a partner of it. You know, all this subtle turning toward that is so helpful to me to try to see those various layers, those habit patterns, and in the turning toward, something is revealed, and John Tarrant calls it the light within the dark. So I find that just so really helpful, and really one of the things I just love so much about this practice. And in this case where Dongshan, turning toward what he loves, who he loves, turning toward the light, turning toward, maybe we could call it, the one who is ill hyphen not ill. And for me, it feels like a great permission that he is giving us to do this ourselves, to turn toward the one that we love, the one that is so precious to us, and in our busy and overloaded and demanding lives, and all that we encounter, real things, you know, real problems. Can we be inspired by Dongshan's commitment to continually turn back to what is most precious for us? And I also, through the sesshin, have often thought of the Bodhisattva. I'm forgetting his name. Sam, the one with the elephant. What's his name?
Samantabhadra.
Thank you. He is the Bodhisattva of great activity, as we chant during the meal chant. And he's often depicted with this elephant. And he is called the guardian of the Dharma. And so we have received this transmission from Dongshan, the transmission from his heart to ours. And so may we all guard it well.